Sam Gorillaz on Audio Boom.
Hello, welcome to the Prick Up Your Ears podcast.
A group of rare warty piglets and their mother have been eaten alive by their father at Bristol Zoo. A golden-headed lion tamarin monkey fell into the lake surrounding its enclosure before it got stuck in a drainage valve and then got eaten by American otters.
Wow.
That was a bonus animal death.
As in to say, I have gained something from this animal death.
Here is an extra animal death. You're welcome.
And now the shopping forecasts issued by Offshop, Asda, Sainsbury's and Morrison's. These stores are holding Chinese food cookery lessons. The School of Wok opens tomorrow.
You're listening to the In The Dark podcast, the podcast that documents the rise to fame of three idiots who try to get onto radio and avoid the doll queue.
Why do birds suddenly appear?
I remember my father saying, "You better play that instrument right, boy, or I hit you." And he did. I used to match the rhythm of my drums to the rhythm of his fists.
For more, check out soundgorillas.co.uk. This podcast contains strong language and adult themes that may not be necessarily dealt with in an adult way. If you don't think you should be listening to this, go away.
Recording! Yeah. Hooray! I'm going to try not to yawn my way through this recording. It's typical. I was fine until I called you, and then it's like, I'm so tired.
Yeah, I fell asleep randomly earlier on. I don't know why. I was editing, and I was like, I was falling asleep.
Yeah.
I actually was at the point where I really didn't want to edit, and I just went and had like a sleep for half an hour. Was there something else from last week's podcast as well that we were going to talk about that was lagging over?
I don't know. This is why I like listening to it before we do it.
Yeah, most of what we spoke about is in it though.
But it was ages ago and I can't remember what we discussed. I've slept since then.
Four times, isn't it?
At least, not including naps.
Do you nap much?
I do. I am champ napper.
Okay, I might be able to cobble something up together now.
Okay.
Shall we do a podcast?
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
Hello, it's the Prick Up Your Ears podcast with me, Johnny Robinson.
And me, Zoe Fowle. Hello.
Hello, howdy, how do, and many other ways to say hello across the world.
Hola. Bonjour. Guten Tag. Hi.
Auf Wiedersehen?
No, that's goodbye.
Oh, okay. That'll be later then.
It's bienvenue.
Yeah. How do they say hello in German?
Guten Tag.
Oh, did you say that one?
I did, yeah.
Oh, okay. Hello, anyway, whatever your country is. Welcome to our podcast. It is full of things like talking about...
It's mostly talking.
Yeah, stuff that doesn't really matter to anything anywhere.
Or anyone.
No, but we like to do it.
Keeps us occupied.
Indeed, and, well, sane, I think, in some cases also.
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
As sane as you can be talking into a little box on your own. Because this isn't two people, this is just one of us.
Yeah.
But which one of us is the real one? Ah, you'll never know.
Zoe is in Plymouth.
That's not how you say it, but that's where I am, yeah.
And I am in Gloucester.
Gloucestershire.
Or Gloucester. And since doing the podcast, haven't done a podcast actually with each other in the same vicinity.
No. Why are we doing loads of exposition
I don't
and
know.
Story stuff at the start?
I don't know. Let's skip that bit.
Okay.
Right. So, Zoe, you...
Hello.
Have you got a penis this week?
No.
Oh.
I am penisless this week.
Okay.
I'm really sorry.
Have you got an animal death this week?
No.
Okay. I enjoyed the animal deaths last week.
You're sick. You sicken me.
I'm sorry. It's just like a...
I'm sorry that I've not made it a running feature.
No, I think it would be good as a running feature, but we've probably got plenty of those anyway. Today, it is my turn, though, to do our game called Bombardment.
Bomb, 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 bomb. Bomb, bird, bird, bombardment. Bomb, 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 bomb. Carry on, and so on. Carry on.
So, that is going on. But also, what the hell is going on this week's podcast?
Things!
What else do we have going on? Or do I have to read it?
Backtalk!
Yay!
News! Other things!
I have got it up now.
A pit! Good for you. A period of mourning for Mr. Ferrero, who died this week.
Yes. Yes. A message from our fan.
Oh, yeah.
Also. And
probably not a running feature because we don't have enough of them.
Unless we just did one called What Matt Smith Said This Week.
Let's do that.
Yeah? Okay.
Matt's correspondence.
What we've also got coming up on today is a quick chat. This week in the news, we don't do Johnny's Jingles anymore because I think people don't like it. Although lots of people said they do like it, but I'm just being stubborn, maybe, I don't know, maybe I should shut my mouth now. And then we've got what we've learned today, and then we do something called an outro, which is when Zoe says the contacts and I say some of them too.
Yes.
Very simpler.
What?
Simpler.
That's not a word.
It's not, but it's like how something would be circle and simple.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about dreams at some point today.
Dreams. Dreams, 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 dreams.
I was thinking,
dreams can come true.
Looking, baby, I'm with you. I know you got to have fun. You know you got to be strong.
Do we ever get to the bottom of why Gabrielle wore an eye patch?
I think she had a lazy eye.
That is a Gabrielle song, isn't it?
Yeah, I think she might have had a lazy eye, but I might be wrong.
Oh, no, she doesn't have a lazy eye. She's got ptosis, which is the drooping of one eyelid.
She's got what?
Ptosis? P-T-O-S-I-S.
I know a girl at the chip shop who used to have that. Not this chip shop, but one where I used to live.
Right. Sorry, I just have to interject here. You know on Wikipedia where it'll come up with your little citations?
Yeah.
The citation that goes next to that,
yeah,
is the pop singer Gabrielle blind? She never shows her eyes.
She hasn't got two eye patches on.
Well, she never shows her eyes. She must be blind. Sorry, carry on. Just wait, being ill for no apparent reason. That was on a website from Fun Trivia. Fun.
Hey, does trivia count as facts?
If they're true, I suppose.
That could be another source for fact cock when we get our cock out. Okay, I'm going to start the next feature then.
Okay. Johnny is dangerous to penises.
Because I love those. So last week...
You say last week. I don't know what the time span between these two podcasts is going to be, so it might be earlier this week you heard blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, 3 days. Or maybe even two.
In episode 4 you heard.
Yeah, but I'm going to explain myself.
All right.
What happened on the last podcast is that Thursday the 12th of February was when we recorded the episode previous to this, right?
Episode 4.
Yeah, and it is now Tuesday, and because I was away on Saturday, Sunday, and was quite busy yesterday, I've not really had much chance to do any of the editing until today. So, and it's Tuesday now. So the last podcast still has yet to be released, but it will be...
As we're recording this.
Yeah, and I'm going to release that later tonight, but that's not going to make any difference to anyone else because they are going to listen to it. So yeah, blah, blah,
it's
blah.
It's like we're living in Back to the Future.
Yeah, I could actually go back and change something we said in last week's podcast still.
Oh, don't do that because that would be really confusing.
But anyway, so that is what's happened with last week's podcast. So it is still technically last week's because it's got some last week news in it.
As always, it was all relevant when we recorded it.
Yeah, indeed, which means that technically we've not really looked at anything else that's happened before Thursday now, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday news is all in this, and Tuesday. So last week, one of the things we said we would do is keep a bit of a dream log, which, to be fair, I might carry on my dreams log, but considering that I only had one dream.
Well, I had two, and one's...
Okay. Is it one that you don't want to go into? We'll explain slightly.
Well, it's kind of a bit of both. Maybe what we should do, we should bleep out what the dream was.
Yeah.
And then bleep out one of the programs, and then the listener should try and guess what the dream was.
Okay.
This could be the worst game of all time. In last night's dream, I with the and then another in.
Okay.
That was just the extent of the dream.
It was just that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was affecting. I can't quite say it was based off reality, but it was based off someone else's reality, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I can pinpoint exactly why those elements, for want of a better phrase, came together in that dream.
Okay.
From certain programs I'd watched over the last week. So,
right, now the big question is, what programmes have you watched in order to get those elements? It would be really odd if it was something like something completely not anything to do with that.
Oh no, they both were very much to do with that.
Guess Zoe's dream.
There you go. So the two programmes I watched were Cucumber,
right,
on Channel 4, which is very good. And you know how Channel 4 do their shorts range?
Yeah.
Their short series? One just happened to come up that I just thought, oh, that sounds interesting. And it was the book.
Okay.
I am none of the above, but I thought it was interesting all the same. And I think that's probably why those certain elements appeared in my dream. I like when I can pinpoint where certain things have come from a dream.
See, I've stopped doing things like watching scary stuff before bed, although I've watched Arrow and then had a related dream to Arrow or whatever.
Right.
Which normally involves arrows.
Simplistic, I like it.
Yeah. That's the thing, I think the simple things stick with me when I go to bed and then have a dream. That's what makes it so cutting, because it,
right,
it's so simple, it weeds itself in, where like if it was really complicated, I'd probably find a reason to not worry about it. I can tell you about my one if you're ready.
Yes.
Okay, so some of my dreams are like this. They can be a little bit boring. But for some reason, you were in my dream.
Oh, God.
My friend Rich was in my dream. And it's nothing dodgy. It was just a really odd type of dream.
Right.
I was going to my friend's house, coming back from work.
Congratulations on having a job.
I know. And when I got there, he said he was at my house. So I was going to wait. I said I was going to wait for him to get home. And he said, no, I'll wait for you to come home. So I went to go home, and then on the way on the bus, he was riding his bike away from my house, and then I called him to find out where he was, and then he was like, oh, I've gone home now, I've been waiting for a while. And so then I lived in a house next door to a shop that your parents owned.
My parents owned?
Yeah. And
what kind of shop was it?
I think it was like either an estate agent's or a solicitor's or something to do with like business.
Okay, that's interesting, because my dad did used to work for a company that dealt with housing and stuff.
Oh, okay, that's weird. But anyway, so I was trying to find something to do, basically. I was a bit bored. And I saw you and was like, oh, do you want to come over and do podcast stuff and we can just like mess about with it? And then your dad said that you were a bit busy at the moment because he had to send a fax in the morning. and that's kind of all that I remember. Oh, that you went up the stairs with you had a laptop in your hand.
How exciting.
That's all that I remember. So I said, wow. It wasn't that entertaining, but there you go. That's what happened in it. Have you got any thoughts on that? Or?
You have reminded me that I do need to get my laptop seen by someone because it is broken at the moment.
Yeah.
I kind of like mundane-ish dreams because I think they say a lot about a person's psyche. I've no idea where faxing came from that.
The only thing that I can think of is the connection of who was in the dream, mm-hmm, was that I used to do radio shows and I did the odd podcast with Rich. So the only thing I can think of is that because we do that currently, and I don't get to see Rich much anymore.
Yeah.
Then it must be something based around that, I'm guessing.
Maybe go see Rich. Go see Rich this week. Maybe your psyche's telling them you should go see him.
I do need to go and see him. Hello, Rich, who never listens to the podcast, by the way. Although, he should do. We could just get him employed as one of our fans. And then we can have two fans from Swindon. And then everywhere else just isn't allowed to listen.
No.
No, let's not do that. I can look on dream meanings.
You can if you want.
What's your other dream about?
You know how when you type on your phone and you're not really awake, so it kind of comes out a bit garbled?
Yeah.
Shall I just read it as I've written this?
Yes.
Sunday. Work at Rooster Teeth. Playing game, but I'm inside the game as opposed to just playing Why It on a console. I am walking on bed, avoiding a spider which will kill me if I touch it.
Okay.
So Rooster Teeth are a company based in Austin, Texas, who do a lot of let's plays of video games on YouTube, and they do films and stuff. And they're very good. I watch a lot of their content. So that bit's not unusual.
Yeah.
I just like the fact that I was walking on a bed avoiding a spider that was going to kill me. And obviously my addled brain couldn't quite type that early in the morning.
I have to try and Like, so if I'm going to remember a dream, some nights I can have like 3 or 4 or 5.
You're just showing off now.
The thing is that I struggle to remember them all, and once I've woke up properly, then they've lost.
Yeah.
So unless there's something that can trigger a reminder of it. But the main problem is that it's an actual thing that happens in my brain daily anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, for instance, I was supposed to do a number of things and I couldn't remember them because I think I've got a really crap short-term memory. I just forget things very easily. I just looked up fax machine, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And it says to see a fax machine in your dream indicates that you are receiving some message from your subconscious. This message will prove to be the real deal. And then if I look for...
I was going to say bicycle, because the bicycle seems to be a very key part of it.
I've seen a dream, a bicycle in my dream before. To see a bicycle in the dream indicates that you need to devote some time to leisurely pursuits and recreation. To dream you are riding a tandem... No, I didn't ride a tandem. There you go. So apparently, maybe I need to do some recreational time with Rich. That sounds wrong.
Go on a tandem with Rich.
On a tandem.
Please do that. That would be the best thing ever.
That would be odd.
It would be brilliant, though.
I think the last time I saw Rich, actually, was when we recorded Code Red, which was nearly a year ago.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah. Although I do keep an eye on his Facebook and stuff.
That sounds stalkery.
Not in a stalker way. What about if... what was it? One of the things that you dreamt about?
Spiders!
To see a spider in your dream indicates that you're feeling like an outsider in some situation. Or perhaps you want to keep your distance and stay away from an alluring, tempting situation. The spider is also a symbolic feminine power or overbearing mother figure in your life. Alternatively, a spider refers to a powerful force protecting you against your self-destructive behavior. If you kill a spider in your dream, then it symbolizes misfortune and bad luck. So I've done a search for bed, and to see your bed in your dream represents your intimate self and discovery of your sexuality.
Oh.
If you are sleeping in your own bed, then it denotes a security of restoration of your mind.
Not that.
If you are waking up in a different and or unknown bed, it represents the consequences of the decisions you have made. Consider the condition of the bed. If it is made, then it symbolizes security. If it's unmade, then it indicates certain secrets will soon be exposed or revealed. Or if you are experiencing some carelessness in your sexual behavior.
Well, quite. There you go.
Yeah, so you were in a computer game as well, weren't you?
Yeah.
I'll just check on that. It says to dream that you are playing computer games represents a situation in your waking life where you can either win or lose. If you dream the game is over, then it indicates that something has come to an end. Consider the type of game and how it parallels your life.
I mean, there's a lot from that I can probably take and project onto my real waking life.
Indeed.
But it's not really stuff I can discuss in the public eye.
No, indeed. Maybe we should do this again next week. Maybe we'll have a bit more and then we can pick the best dreams that we've had.
Yeah, I think if we write down any dreams we've had, only do them if they're good. Not just, I went to the shop.
It's weird, I go through stages where I have loads and then I have, like, none or, like, the odd one.
I think we should make it a feature we only do if we've had a good dream. Let's do news. It's the news.
This is the news. This is the news.
Okay, do you want to do your one?
Krispy Kreme accidentally advertises KKK Wednesday. Krispy Kreme has accidentally advertised a KKK Wednesday for one of their stores this coming February the 18th. The mistake is in between lighter topics, such as Young at Heart Coffee Morning on February the 16th and Balloon Madness on February the 20th. KKK Wednesday likely stands for Krispy Kreme Club, but most businesses do not come close to the extremely bad connotations of a KKK acronym. It's in Hull, by the way.
They should be big enough to realise that.
I think that's kind of funny, though. I like the idea that someone thinks, oh, if I just dress up as a KKK member, I might get a free Krispy Kreme donut.
Yeah.
We should go to Hull with sheets on our heads. Or is that really offensive? I don't know. It probably is.
Well, it probably is. We should, what would even be more offensive is if we did it and then, like, brought a swastika with us?
Mm.
Or a flag?
Just a flag. I'm wondering if it was maybe a publicity stunt to get people talking about it. Hoo-wee! What a mistake to make.
Yeah, I was going to say, actually, I don't think they would have, considering that that would be quite racist.
Unlike the racism scale, that's quite up there.
Yeah.
And no, I'm not going to now go into a discussion about the racism scale because we just can't. I said can't, not cunt there, by the way.
Well, you wouldn't call yourself cunt, would you?
What?
You wouldn't call yourself cunt?
Probably not.
No, I wouldn't.
Maybe they should call it cunt
crispy
with a
cunt.
Cunt with a K.
Yeah.
Krispy Kreme cunt.
Or they put an extra K on it and then they've got too many Ks to worry about.
Yeah.
Krispy Kreme cunt club.
Krispy cunt cream. No! Oh no! Oh no! Did not think that through. You're right, Johnny.
It's just a...
Johnny, use your words.
Okay. I'm going to try and say that without so much laughter over the top.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I enjoyed it.
They just use it like some sort of Alcoholics Anonymous. Anonymous session where they just have to talk about their problem.
Yeah. And I know how much we love giving gynecological advice on this podcast. If you are getting discharge from your vagina
in the cunt valley vagina place
that seems to be of a not right consistent or of an unusual consistency, do go to your local gum clinic, please.
Would it just come out crisp?
I don't know, Johnny.
Anyway,
pull yourself together, man.
Okay, I've done it now. Do we want to do one more story?
Let's leave it for the moment.
Okay, that means it's time for bombardment then.
Oh no.
That was the news. That was the news. That was the news.
They call me Mr. Bombastard.
Questions are hard, meant to test your brain and make you go, whoa. Oh.
It is now time for a game called Bombardment, where I give Zoe 10 questions. She gave me 10 questions last time, so we just have to answer the questions, and then whoever gets the most questions at the end of the series is the winner of Bombardment.
Do we win a prize?
Maybe we should. We'll have to buy our own prizes then. Time to play Bombardment. So I just need to get my questions up.
Anne Robinson would never be this unorganised.
Well, I'm not related, so...
Do you know, I didn't even think about that. I was racking my brains for any quiz show host.
So, last week as well, I got how many? One.
You got one. Congratulations.
Yes, and apparently you made the things easier.
I tried to make them easier. I don't want to give you an easy, easy ride. That sounded rude. I do want to make it a bit challenging.
Well, I'm worried because I did my questions last week. I was worried that these might be a bit too easy.
Okay.
But I'll do them anyway.
All right.
And then we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Right, so your bombardment, Zoe, starts in 3, 2, 1. Bombardment! What's the yellow square thing that's usually used to do the washing up or cleaning something with?
A sponge?
Correct. SpongeBob SquarePants is a show made by Nickelodeon, who also made the TV show Sam and Cat. Which now famous singer plays Cat in the show?
Elvis Presley.
False. It's Ariana Grande. Whatever you say her name. Ariana Grande and Iggy Azalea sang a song called Problem. But what problem did Mac Morrison, of Return of the Mac fame, well, not the supermarket Morrisons, have when he had a court appointment? Yeah, what problem did he have?
He went to the wrong building and got sued for indecent exposure.
False. He sent a lookalike to court while he went on tour. A tour happens when you look around a big building like Buckingham Palace. How many rooms does Buckingham Palace have?
304?
False. It's 775. 775 minus 2 is 773. Where does the 773 bus from London go to?
Penzance?
False. Brighton. Which well-known former DJ named Zoe comes from Brighton?
Zoe Ball.
Correct. What's the racket game where there are no balls but there is a cock?
Badminton.
Correct. Badminton is played in a court, but in a court of law, who would you have to advise you if you've done a naughty and were trying to hide it?
A barrister, a solicitor, a judge. No, a barrister.
Incorrect. I've got lawyer or solicitor written down.
Okay.
Or mum, depending on how serious it was. What is the name of the lawyer in Arrested Development? To Bob also means to duck. What was the duck called in Rosie and Jim?
To Edge.
False. It's duck. That's bum bum finished.
What? Huh? They're not easier questions.
You still got four. Which still means you're winning.
I've got such a headache.
Yeah, so you got four from that.
Okay, what's my running total now?
So I got one from last week, which puts me on the fine score of 5, and...
I shouldn't laugh, I'm really sorry.
You had 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So I just need to get all of the answers correct, and then I'll win.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Yeah, 7. I need 7. Okay, that's that one done.
Everybody wants to be a pedo cat.
We mentioned on the last time we did a podcast that... We hadn't had anything from a guy called Matt Smith who had messaged in.
Not that one.
Not that Matt Smith, a different one. He is from Swindon. We shouldn't bang on about him too much though, because there was one time where I knew this girl called Charmaine, and she's from Swindon too. And she turned out to be a bit of a stalker.
Oh.
Just trying to find the email that... Wait, no. I replied on my phone.
Ooh, I'm Johnny. I have a phone that does emails.
Well, it's not a phone, it's my pad. Your phone should be able to do it.
Well, it does, but I'm just saying.
I'm from Swindon, so I don't... The first thought was that I might know him.
If anything, it turned out weirder because of the... You'll understand in a second.
But yeah, Yama messaged me earlier on. It's like, do you know him? I was like, no, I don't know who he is. But yeah, he's from Swindon, and all I'll say is that in his reply, in his message that he sent us, he made it very clear that he completely understands Big John Murray Tower Building, or the DMJ, as it's called by the council. So anyway, yeah, he messaged in, and without reading all of his email, he's like a Mark Watson fan also, and found out about us through your Twitter.
Isn't that weird? That would have been the last thing I'd have thought of how we'd hear this, considering you're both from Swindon.
Yeah, like there's a big, huge connection missing there. And also as well, like, because I did community radio before, I thought he might have even heard some of the stuff we did, but I don't think he has.
Don't get jealous.
No, I'm fine with that.
Oh no, I'm fine about it, totally fine. I'm not fine about it.
No, to be fair, I did the radio show with Rich, and it's, I think, although it was to a good standard, it was probably not as good as a standard as what we do now.
Oh, okay.
And also, not many people had heard of Swindon 105 at the time, and there was loads of reasons.
Okay, all right.
Do you think I'm the kind of person who walks around the streets and goes, you must obey me, you know who I am, I desire free things?
Yeah, I think you should get that on a t-shirt.
What, you know who I am, give me it now?
Yeah.
Anyway, so he said he's been listening to the podcast since we started it and listened to some of the old radio shows as well.
He must be the only person that's not related to us that's done that.
I know, we've actually got one actual real follower, which is pretty cool. And also, he doesn't seem like a weirdo freak either, so I suppose that's good. Well, like I said, Charmaine, who contacts every radio station in the Swindon area. But yeah, he doesn't seem to be like that.
Okay.
But yeah, apparently he left us a 5-star review on iTunes. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
And he wasn't sure if it would come up straight away. I've listened to Prick Up Your Ears since it started, because you and Zoe have a chemistry that's ideally suited to you two working together and makes brilliant shows. Brilliant in capital letters.
Brilliant!
Brilliant shows. I used to occasionally pick up the occasional tone show, which Prick Up Your Ears seems to be like a natural progression from, with less appeasing of Ofcom and more wiggle room to enjoy the delights of the cunt fanny vagina place.
Mm. Yeah.
Prick Up Your Ears is a brilliant example of what two people can, who know what they're doing can produce. It's bloody high quality, especially when comparing with other podcasts, which is generally some geezer burping into a microphone in an echoey room. I'm not a radio production person, but imagine this is due to your wizardry in post.
Your wizardry, I should stress.
Yes, I do the editing bits and stuff, but I think that's a bit obvious since we had features like Johnny's Jingles.
Yes.
So anyway, this is a big bum lick. Be licked. Now wipe off the saliva off your cheeks. Also, please keep embarrassing Zoe. Also, I was upset to hear about the death of Mr. Ferrero. Perhaps you could apply to be his replacement and become the Lord of all Nutella. Also, Sledgehammer of Love sounds like a very frightening dildo. Have fun, Matt.
Oh, that's so sweet. I mean, less sweet is the keep embarrassing Zoe, but that's fine. I know what my job is here.
I don't really have to try.
Oi, fuck you. I mean, you're right, and I'm getting defensive because I know you're right, but it's not the point.
So should I tell you what I sent him?
If you want. I hope it wasn't any rude pictures.
No. Well, I haven't got any rude pictures of you.
Good.
Anyway, I said thanks for the email and listening to the podcast. It's good to know that someone's listening. There's lots of things I have to cut out, and I do try and coerce Zoe into saying things that will be good to put into a jingle at times. There's a lot of stuff that we get that gets cut out because maybe you're not comfortable with it. And I might be, but it's not my decision and have to respect your respect your decision. I really enjoy working with Zoe. I've never had the same chemistry with someone I've worked with on projects before. She's one of the lead actors on the radio drama Code Red. And
sorry, why were you doing a plug in the middle of that email?
I recently plugged Code Red again on the Twitter and everything. But I don't know, I just thought, like, maybe he'd not listened to it yet. So,
okay.
Yeah, and I thought he might like to have a listen. I said I'm writing some more Code Red stuff when I'm not editing the podcast. He's inspired me to name somewhere in Arden City after something that he mentioned in the email previously that I didn't mention.
Aww.
Unfortunately, the only restrictions we had on the show from saying innovative phrases like cunt fanny vagina place was a highly censoring students union because the internet radio doesn't have to worry about Ofcom. But we would have loved to do the show elsewhere. When people start talking about stuff like podcasts and things, I start getting philosophical. Oh, I said that we should have a poster that quotes the Student Radio Awards.
Mm-hmm.
When they mentioned that we were juvenile and immature in places. So maybe we could put that on like some poster.
What I should do is on the, you know, your little bio on Twitter.
Yeah.
Maybe for the Prick Up Your Ears one, I'll change it to juvenile and immature in place.
Yeah.
I think that's just a fucking brilliant quote.
Yeah.
It's what some comedians do where they choose a shitty quote deliberately.
Yeah.
It's as good as a one-star review.
We should collect some more.
Hey, what did Fubar say about us? Was there something in there that we can maybe...
Maybe. I'll have a look. Oh, we've got... We've got the quote that your friend said that we had on one of the recordings.
Oh, from Catherine, yeah.
Yeah.
It was something about Wit Tank. The upshot of all this is that we would like more nice emails from people.
Yeah, that would be cool. We can both reply as well, nicely.
Let's get some responses going.
Yeah. I said, I know Zoe had or has a gold dress, so she could dress up for the part as a real-life Ferrero Rocher. if she dyed her hair brown or painted herself brown, but she might. I said it is really cool to hear from him, and we'll give him a mention, which we just have.
Thanks, Matt Smith. You're cool.
The whole re-bum lick back, I guess. Feel free to give us a shout whenever, or patent the sledgehammer dildo. Might be a money maker for the girl who likes it hard and lumpy.
Oh, for God's sake.
There you go. Have you got any other quotes that we could use for the
not off the top of my
sledgehammer dildo?
No. Oh! Well, it already exists.
What, the sledgehammer dildo?
Yeah.
Right, what's the deal with that?
Hang on.
The dildo.
It's
not like the foot one, is it, again, where you like have a sledgehammer and put your dick in it?
No. Protruder, aka the sledgehammer. It will invade your life with never-ending excitement and thrills. It is 9.5 inches long, 7.5 inches of which is insertable, and 2.5 inches thick, even.
I've just done a search for it on images, and I'm getting lots of...
Yeah. Oh, there are 38 remaining in stock, though it has been discontinued. Only $25? That's like 17 quid. I'm not going to buy one. And I don't want anyone else to buy me one either. Thank you.
I'm surprised that such thing already exists.
Really?
Well, I guess. You could probably think of something like really random that is already existing that's some sort of sex thing.
Oh, of course.
Like vagina glue or something.
You're going back to your Krusty Kreme there, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Let's move on.
Yes, okay.
If you see a dubious thing on the internet, then it's a perfect thing for Fact Cock! Fact Cock and Prick Up Your Ears!
Yay!
I don't remember who went last week. Roman mythology had gods for almost anything. Cardia was the goddess of hinges. Sarator was goddess of weeding and hoeing. And Patina was goddess of children's drinks.
You'd have thought that there'd be a drink called Patina.
Do you know, I was thinking that when I wrote this down. I don't know why there isn't, or if there isn't, or if there is, which I'm going to Google now.
Like, maybe there's, as far as, like, the hinges or whatever it is, then maybe that means hinge in a different language.
Patina are a lawn and garden retailer, though.
Right.
But no, there isn't anything to do with... The only thing that comes up about drinks is that she's the goddess of that. Healthy children and drinks.
But shouldn't the garden one be called something else? Because the god of gardening...
Garden should be called Sarator of weeding and hoeing, really.
Yeah.
They've got it all wrong.
Maybe they read the description wrong.
Maybe. Mm. If you had to be the god of something...
Yeah.
What would you want to be the god of?
Instinct says Ferrero Rocher, but I'm not sure. I'd have to be in charge of it, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
So I'd rather it be something quite simple. Although, actually, I say that, I'd love to be the god of radio.
Right, that's Jim Beamon. You can't be that.
Yeah.
I miss Jim.
Yeah. Me too. Jim Beamon was a lecturer at, on our old course.
He was a lecturer.
A what?
A legend lecturer. It didn't really work.
Oh, okay. He's done all sorts of stuff in radio that you probably might not have heard of, but...
But probably definitely have heard of.
You didn't know it was him.
He is it. I would like to be the god of finding your key in your bag after a night out and getting it in the door without too much trouble, because I'm pretty good at that.
Could you just not magic the key?
No! It's not... Oh, the goddess of magic hinges, is it?
Being a god of magic wouldn't be too bad, though, would it?
Hmm.
Because that means you can magic everything
but,
and...
But it has to... You have to be the god of something real and tangible.
Well, magic might be. Also, as well, like you'd be the one who sets the rules for things like Sabrina the Teenage Witch and stuff.
I used to love Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yeah, I did as well.
It really kind of went downhill in the later years, but the early years were good.
The films... I didn't like either.
Let's not talk about those.
Also, what was really weird in the films is they had, like, the girl who was her best friend in school in the films, but, like, she wasn't as close or whatever, and then, like, the friend would change.
Oh.
Or, I don't know, I never got that. And Salem as well, how Salem looked was ever-changing.
Yeah.
Although I think it might have been Disney that did those films. And they ruined Doug, so...
Are you all right? Have you got that out now?
I am cross with Disney's. But no, there you go. I'm going to shut up now.
Okay. Why not get in touch with us and tell us what god you'd like to be of a thing?
Or something that Disney ruined for you.
Stop stealing bits from my section, would you?
Sorry.
It's all right. Do your fact, cop.
Oh yeah, it's my go now, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
M&M stands for Mars and Murray's, which is the last name of the sweet's founders.
Does it really?
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I never...
Yeah.
My mind is blown.
So...
I didn't think it was... It seems so obvious.
Because I know it's...
When you think about it.
I'm pretty sure it's made by Mars chocolate bars. People.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, that would... Does that mean, then, on the adverts, that one of them is Mars and the other one is Murray?
No, because they're called red and yellow.
Okay.
But maybe they are.
But, yeah, that's what M&M's stand for. Which they, it would be weird if they didn't, if they, there was no reason for them to be M&Ms.
It's, like I say, it seems really obvious now you've said it.
Yeah.
But that's actually probably the first time we've ever learnt something properly good off Fact Cock.
If you could name a sweet after yourself, what sweet would you pick?
So is it, do I get to rename an existing sweet?
Yeah, because I know there's already a car named after you.
There is. The Renault Zoe.
Yeah.
Obviously. you have got a X Factor celebrity named after you.
Yeah, I have. Well,
congratulations.
Well, it depends which way you see it, actually. Actually, no, let's say that because I don't want to be named after an X Factor. Because he is older. I think I'm named after, like, a basketball person as well.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. Anyway, yeah, what would your name... What would it... What sweet would it be?
I'm trying to think what sweet most sums up my personality. Or maybe I would rename Revels Fells.
Rev Fells.
Because you never know what you're going to get. Because I like all of the Revels. Rev Fells, yes, yeah. There you go. So, Rev Fells.
Yeah.
It's a bit clunky, but it's fine. So yeah, I like all of the flavours in them. So yeah, I think those Rev Fells.
Do you like the chocolate one? Not the chocolate, the coffee one as well.
Yeah, I do.
See, I used to like Revels, but I only used to like one of them.
Right.
The ones that I liked were Galaxy Counters.
Oh.
Because yeah, I've got an issue with
Oh, you've got a fucking issue with everyone tonight.
I know. I get pissed off with Smarties.
Strap in, everyone.
Smarties. Sometimes M&Ms were not too much, but Minstrels and Vice Versas, because they've got the shell on the outside, and for some reason, if it's not made by the people who make M&Ms, then it tastes gritty to me. It feels too when you chew it in. So yeah, Counters are nice though, because they are like big Smarties without the shell.
Are you alright now?
Yeah.
Are you feeling better?
Well, yeah, I guess.
Have you got it off your chest enough now?
They need to stop making the shell too hard, too thick. The shell is too hard.
Go and retrain as a chocolate tester then, Johnny.
Okay, I've done now.
Alright.
I don't know what sweet I'd be though. I don't know what sweet sums up what I'm like.
What about a blue Smartie?
No, because it's a Smartie.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Although, previously, as a child, well, we didn't have blue Smarties then because they looked like drugs or something.
Right, okay.
Or that there were too much sugar in it. There was something about blue Smarties.
It was the E numbers, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think it was the colourant that they used was said to cause hyperactivity in children.
Maybe Haribo, actually.
Any particular one?
The rings.
Do you know? I thought you were going to say that.
Ah.
Genuinely, I thought you were going to say that.
The rings are my favourite ones.
Before standard CPR was invented, the dominant response to cardiac arrest was to cut open the chest and massage the heart directly in the hands.
Well, that wouldn't have helped much, would it?
Why?
You'd have to cut it open and then fiddle with someone's heart, which could
I was thinking about this, right? You'd have to first slice them open, then you'd have to basically break their ribs, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So by they would probably be bleeding out by this point anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know when standard CPR was invented, so I don't know.
Probably not that long ago.
You were meant to do it to Staying Alive.
Yeah, Vinnie Jones did it, didn't he?
Or yes, he did. Or Nelly the Elephant as well.
Yeah, I think Staying Alive is a good one.
Yeah, because you know it's the whole aim of the exercise, really.
Yeah.
Have you ever had to perform a medical procedure on anyone?
I've had to get like stuff like eyelashes out of eyes.
That doesn't really count.
You have to be careful. You don't want to poke someone's eye out.
Oh, no, I know.
Yeah. As of yet, I don't think I have. I remember there was a man who walked into a tree that was hanging out and it went in his eye.
The tree was just hanging out?
Yeah, not his eye. And then the tree was hanging out and it went in his eye and like it was bleeding a little bit.
Ah, God.
When I was coming back from the radio one day, because I noticed it, I nearly crashed into the tree on my bike. And then I was like, oh, that's got to be looked at. And then I rang the council when I got to work and they'd still not done anything by the end of the day. And then I was I had to go home and then back to work again. And then that's when this thing happened. And I was like, oh,
Was he all right?
I think so. I'd never seen him ever again. Like, obviously, because like I think it was just a random guy. But
I want to go on a first aid course.
Yeah.
So I have that kind of knowledge.
Mm.
But I don't particularly want to have to put it into practice.
Should I do my one?
Yes, please.
Okay. Research suggests that you're most likely to have a creative epiphany when you're doing something monotonous like showering.
I have loads of good ideas in the shower.
Yeah.
Genuinely, I think all my best ideas have come from the shower.
I remember a long time ago watching this video of... It's a guy from... Going back to Swindon again. It's a singer from XTC.
What songs did they do?
Making Plans for Nigel. Yeah, that one. See, no one knows that. Everyone I've spoke to about XTC, nobody knows. And it's like Making Plans for Nigel. It's like a really big song. Nobody knows. Thank you.
I only know the chorus.
But yeah, so anyway, he the lead singer is...
Did he make his plans for Nigel in the shower?
Yeah, well, actually, no. I know where he made his plans for Nigel. He... his name is Andy Partridge, by the way. And he said that he used to get a lot of his good ideas when he was on the toilet.
Right.
And apparently there is something that stimulates your spine that kind of sends...
Is it a creative release, as it were?
Yeah, so some of the times he'd just get his ideas when he was just on the toilet, which I can understand. Like, I know, like, I don't necessarily get mine then, but my problem is that I always get ideas.
Right.
And I have to do stuff like listen to music and stuff like that to take my mind off of what is going on.
Oh, okay.
Or otherwise, I'll come up with ideas constantly. And so if I need an idea, I just sit in the dark or sit just with the telly on, just nothing able to take my concentration so I can just spout off loads of different ideas.
Yeah. The problem is, right, I think back before mobile phones were such a big thing, I think a lot of people maybe would get creative ideas on the loo.
Mm.
But now people take their phones to the loo with them.
Yeah.
And they're on their phones while they're on the loo. They're not having to use their brains to entertain themselves.
Well, this is the other thing as well, is that, like, even before I had my pad and stuff, and, like, even before I had...
a pad that does emails!
And I can write scripts on it! Before that, I had to take a book everywhere I went with me, and I still kind of do. Apparently, yeah, he used to do the same thing. He was like, yeah, I sit in the toilet and then write something. I think he might actually be the reason why I started keeping a notebook.
Right.
Because I watched that video and I was like, oh, actually, that's not a bad idea. Because I used to get so many good ideas, and then I'd just get home and, like, say, oh, I've had this really cool idea, and then I'd forget it, like, instantly, as soon as I got home.
Yeah.
With the shit instant memory.
I get that at work a lot. So I'll be dealing with a customer or something, and then I'll think of something. So I'll get a bit of till roll and write it down and stick it in my pocket. So I always have loads of bits of paper at the end of the day.
Mm.
Or if I'm out and about, just generally, I'll get notes up on my phone and type them in and stuff.
Anyway, we can move on from this bit now if you like.
Okay.
Pussy was banned in the UK by Bart Simpson. What have we learned today? Oh, I didn't write it down again.
I have learned that Johnny needs to take more fucking notes.
I do. But not just notes that I take in the toilet with me.
I've also learned that donuts are not always racist. But if they are, they try really hard to be really racist.
I've learned that in regards to donuts, that the Crispy Cunt Cream Club would potentially be...
Let's get badges.
Yes.
Maybe that's what we should call our fan base.
What, Crispy Cunt Cream is?
The KKK.
I'm not sure.
Maybe we should just call them the CCCCs. Maybe that's less offensive.
I thought they were called the pricks.
Let's let Matt Smith make the final decision on what he wants to be.
Okay.
He can either be a prick or a crispy cunt creamer.
Crispy cunt creamer.
Yeah. I have learned that my dreams are a very good look into my subconscious psyche.
Yes, that you have something going on with the thing that we bleeped out before in your dream.
You need to go on a tandem bike ride with Rich.
Yes, and also as well that your dad may have at one point in the past sent faxes on a regular basis.
I'll ask him.
Even though I predicted this and I must be some sort of psychic, That's what I've learned about myself, that I'm psychic today.
I'm very proud of you.
Yeah, me too. And somehow, I, through Zoe's vibes, I have found out that he used to do that kind of work.
Yes.
I'm better than Derek Okora.
Daddy loves dick. Daddy loves dick. Daddy loves dick. That was a terrible Derek Okora impression.
I used to do a really good impression of Derek Okora because, like, he shouts it quite loud. Quite loudly.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can do better if I didn't have to be quiet.
I mean,
to
be fair, you did say you used to, so...
I used to do a really good impression of SpongeBob as well.
I watched Hempweed Bong... Pat... Bong... Basically, it was a version of SpongeBob SquarePants where everyone was on drugs and Patrick was a bit of hash, and it was very trippy and very weird. SpongeBob Hemp Pants.
Okay.
And it's so disturbing, you wouldn't believe. Basically, we've learned a lot and talked about a lot. It's been fairly clean, this podcast. All things considered, Johnny's tired.
Excuse me.
So yeah. I think that brings the podcast nicely to a close, really.
Zoe and I like some sausage fest.
Yes. I don't even like my testicles. Email us info@soundgorillas.co.uk. Find us on the internet, soundgorillas.co.uk/prick up your ears, or on Twitter @PYE podcast, or @Junkable, yep, or @ZoeFowl, @SoundGorillas. Oh.
But you've gone into Stephen Hawking robot mode.
What? That is
You're
rude.
You're talking like this.
Oh, it's probably because I have my head resting on my headboard.
Oh, are you tired?
A bit tired, yeah. Or the late night in my bedroom if you are a hot man. Please don't do that.
That would be really weird if you walked in all of a sudden
one
day.
No, don't, because I've creeped myself out now and I don't want that at all.
There is also a happy bear on your side that is there to fight any naughties off and take care of you. So
my actual teddy bear is here. For some reason, I have felt a need to hold him up to the microphone. He is called James.
Hello, James.
He is named after James from Busted.
Wow.
Genuinely. No, I made him at the Bear Factory.
Oh, okay.
And maybe that should be this week's picture.
Yeah.
Instead of me.
I haven't got my special toy.
Yeah, he is named after James from Busted. And he is... He's been kept in a box on top of my my bookshelf for ages, but I got him out about a month or so ago. And he lives in my bed, along with Martin 2.0, who is a dog that was given to me by a band at the 2000 Trees Festival. So Martin and James stay on my bed at night. I am a 24-year-old woman.
I have got my recent Batman bear in my bedroom on top of my bed, and I am a 30-year-old man. I also have a koala.
A koala?
A little koala made out of socks that Afri got me.
Aww.
For Christmas.
Cute.
And he sits on my microphone at the bottom.
That's nice.
Yeah, Mrs. Badger, who is my my childhood badger friend, is still at my mum's house, and I've been forever trying to get it back off her, and it doesn't happen.
Send us photos of your teddy bears. That's not a euphemism.
Yeah, snuggle up to your bear. I am Johnny Robinson, and I'll still be Johnny Robinson when the podcast is finished.
And I'm Zoe Fell. Thanks for having me.
All right, bye.
Bye.